Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We just got some numbers that came out yesterday looking at some of the top startups. And what we have figured out is maybe it's a combination of just, you know, true grit, you know, that Southern true grit and determination mixed in with people coming from all over the country. But we are really a rising hotbed for entrepreneurial pursuits. And as a result of that, we pay a lot of attention in this state to support systems that really drive small business success and really drive the small business economy. So I don't believe it's lip service at all. I know our president, our governor is very excited about small business growth initiatives. I sometimes wonder if our president understands, you know, that small business is the economy to throw some weight behind.
Can I make a recommendation as you, you go through your work? It's good that the state is mounting an effort to support and promote small business, but you know what? There's some low hanging fruit out there that might cost little or nothing to do in addition to all this other stuff, Ilala, and that's just get out of the way.
Thank you.
Identify ways that the government and the policies and the politics are just blocking small business owners for no reason, or where we just become collateral damage, Ilala.
Right.
And if I were going to be doing what you're doing, that's what I'd be looking for first. And you don't have to spend any money to do that. Just say, hey guys, do you realize when you do that, you roll over on about 150 small business owners and squash them?
Right. That's exactly why I'm excited about it. And I am truly, truly thrilled to be able to represent the small business seat for the state of North Carolina. Because I think I'm in a unique position to be able to speak on behalf of small business constituents because of the type of work that I do and having to work so closely with the small businesses in our state, and we serve, you know, clients across the country.
Right.
But it's a unique voice, and we have unique challenges as small business owners.
How much more time has your governor got in office?
So he's up this year, and so
oh, really?
He will be running it'll be a very contentious race.
And he's a Republican, right?
He's a Republican,
yeah.
And he's got our Attorney General Roy Cooper is running against him.
Really? Is he a Democrat?
And he's a Democrat,
yeah.
And so
right.
it should be a very interesting.
Well, Lala, will you come back? Will you come back on a regular basis this year and keep us updated on this?
Right. I will keep you updated on Grow and Win as
Thank
well.
You.
Thank you
so
much.
Very much. GrowandWin.com. Check out that website. Olala Njinga, ladies and gentlemen, a real leader. I'm real proud of her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.